No Homo from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia at en.wikipedia.org. No Homo is a phrase used as slang at the end of a sentence to assert statements spoken by the speaker had no intentional homosexual implications. The phrase is also added to a statement in order to get rid of oneself of a possible homosexual double entendre. Contents. History. The use of the phrase. Criticism of the phrase. Notable uses. History. The phrase originated in American hip-hop of the late 1990s as a way to quash any sexual and gender error overstep within lyrics. Brown states, the phrase no homo arose in hip-hop lyrics of the 1990s as a discourse interjection to negate supposed and sexual gender transgressions. The phrase no homo used in a lyrical context comes as a preemptive maneuver to deflect any attacks on the artist's masculinity or heterosexual acts. Within this context, no homo is not necessarily addressing homosexuality, but creating a verbal defense. In the musical battlefield that is wrought with signifying and busting, musicians realize that a lyric, which is inadvertently gay, is fodder for another's verbal attack on their masculinity within hip-hop culture. In an attempt to divert their own demasculinization, musicians presuppose those attacks at their masculinity. Use of the phrase. As with many attributes of hip-hop culture, the use of no homo has become integrated into the mainstream of North American vernacular. One reason for this, as proposed by Brown, is that the integration and reception of the specific phrase no homo into the conversational dialects of North American English was simple and due in part to its phonetic resonance. Due to its association to the display of hyper-masculinity, the use of the phrase by young males can be attributed to the idea that gender has constantly been reaffirmed and publicly displayed by repeatedly performing particular acts in accordance to cultural norms. It is often viewed as humorous, particularly when in relation to the double entendre. The use of no homo among women is far less commonplace. Brown states that women can and do use no homo, although the instances are markedly less in frequency, because it is not acceptable for a female to commit a gender transgression or display femininity through their modes of speaking. Hip-hop artist Nicki Minaj used the phrase no homo in her song Baddest Bitch, stating the lyrics, "And if he wants some pussy, that's a no-no. I only fuck with bad bitches, no homo." Criticism of the phrase. Others have pointed out that the use of the phrase among gay people, there are instances of the LGBTQ people using no homo, though it is most often done to do so in an ambiguous or critical light, and does not reduce the homophobic qualities. For instance, it could be used by a gay man when complimenting a straight man on his appearance, distancing the compliment from sexual advance, when a gay man feels threatened or seeks to protect himself from misunderstanding, or if a homosexual man said, "My fiancé, another man, and I are going to get married this summer, no homo." In these instances, the phrase was used either as a protective measure for one's legitimate misunderstanding or as an ironic commentary on the phrase itself. Several social commentators have criticized the use of no homo in hip-hop and in the mainstream. It has been said that a phrase upholds an unhealthy relationship with homosexuality, a relationship based in fear. Fox News commentator Mark Lamont Hill encouraged the hip-hop community to stop using the phrase no homo in its music. At the same time, Slate columnist Joyna Mills suggested that the use of the phrase is somewhat more complex. Wiener notes several hip-hop artists, such as Cam'ron and Lil Wayne, cultivate an extravagant and camp public persona while embracing homophobia. Thus, saying no homo can help expand established concept of masculinity and challenge the status quo. Notable uses. In 2004, Jadakiss rapped, "A real man shouldn't have to say no homo," in his It Ain't Hard to Tell Freestyle. In 2006, Cam'ron uses the expression repeatedly while urinating on someone in Killer Season film. In 2008, rapper Lil Wayne used the term in his hit song Lollipop. In 2010, hip-hop artist Nicki Minaj used no homo in his song Baddest Bitch. In 2011, The Lonely Island made a parody of the expression with their song No Homo, published in their album Turtleneck and Chain. The psalm begins with standard usage of the term and expands to be said after more and more blatantly homosexual statements such as, "I've been thinking about fucking a dude, no homo." In 2013, Roy Hibbert of the Indiana Pacers stirred up controversy after he used the term in a post-game interview following a playoff against the Miami Heat. Hibbert was fined $75,000 by the NBA for his comments. Hibbert says the momentum could have shifted right here if James got an easy dunk. There was what? Was it three games here? I felt that I let Paul down in terms of having his back when LeBron was scoring the post or getting in the paint, because he stretched me out so much, no homo. Hibbert later apologized for the remark and another obscenity he used during the press conference statement in a statement released by the Pacers. "I am apologizing for insincere remarks made during the post-game press conference after our victory over Miami Saturday night." Hibbert said in a statement released by the Pacers, "They were disrespectful and offensive and not a reflection of my personal views. I use a slang term that is not appropriate in any setting, private or public, and the language I use definitely has no place in a public forum, especially over live television. I apologize to those who I have offended, to our fans and to our Pacers organization." This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 Unported License. Available at creativecommons.org/license/by-sa/3.0.